Ongoing this summer is Food for the Summer in Chapel Hill. This has been an ongoing summer program to feed kids who ordinarily qualify for free and reduced lunch during the school year, but obviously when school is not in session, no free and reduced lunch. So this program has been in existence all summer long to help get food to those kids and keep them from going hungry during those summer months. It's been extremely successful. It still goes on, and we're joined now by a couple of folks who are still involved in this. First of all, the coordinator, the person who has been in charge of this thing and incredibly is still awake even now after what is a long summer, Katie Hug of Food for the Summer. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Aaron.
And joining us as well from the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, Tyler Weidick. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Katie, let me start with you. I know we've had you in the studio a couple times over the course of the summer. How are things going now? Do we have any updated numbers on how many people have been helped and supported by this?
Yes, Aaron, we do. I'd love to share those with you. So what the USDA counts as a meal includes all breakfasts, lunches, and snacks. So I'll start with that first total. So at this point, of all of the Chapel Hill and Carrboro City schools within our district, children who have been served, that would be 45,773 meals.
Wow.
As of August 10th. And of those, we like to highlight the lunches. There are 28,531 lunches. And even more exciting, in my opinion, is being able to highlight that 15,000 of those lunches were served or delivered by Food for the Summer volunteers.
Awesome. And there are so many volunteers. I know there are some people who have been doing this pretty much every weekday over the course of the summer. A lot of people are just regulars. And then there are some people who come in and do it maybe once over the course of the summer or once a week or as much time as they can afford to give. But a lot of people have come together to make this happen.
That's exactly right. There's volunteers that are at one of my meal sites in the Carrboro area, and she probably is there 2 to 3 times a week, bringing her own art projects.
Oh, that's awesome.
Bringing extra books, you name it. And so we've had some amazing volunteers, and we're really excited that we're going to be able to celebrate those volunteers, and we're looking forward to it. So stay tuned for an event.
Awesome.
About celebrating the volunteers who have come out this summer.
And you mentioned 40-some thousand meals, 28,000 lunches that have been given out. Do we have, and I know we don't have an exact number, but do we have a rough number on, like, the number of kids who have been served?
So that's a little bit more difficult number to be able to identify. The meals served is a little bit easier than how many children. You know, it would probably follow in line for each day. If I served 300 meals, then I could say, well, that's 300 children.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it doesn't exactly work out that way, and it does end up being a bit of a different number. So I don't want to be misquoted on that. So, you know, how many of our kids come out each day and receive a meal? A lot of our residential sites, it's the same kids who come out at 12. They're excited to see us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think later on, probably in the fall, we'll be able to tell you a better idea of exactly how many children were served out of those, 45,000 meals total.
Speaking with Katie Hug, again, foodforthesummer.org is the website, right? Just foodforthesummer.org?
That's correct. And there's a sign-up page on there under the volunteer tab to get involved.
And still some volunteer spots open, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I'd love to highlight that as well. We have quite a few slots open, and I think that's why we're here today, excitingly enough, to talk about the extension of the program.
Yeah, and I want to get to that in a second, but I also want to bring in Tyler Weidick, because we've been talking about Food for the Summer, and we've also been talking about all the different organizations, not just the individual volunteers, but the groups and organizations, the businesses, the nonprofits, the municipal agencies within the town of Chapel Hill and beyond that have come together to make this possible. Book Harvest has been giving books out at these lunches, and we've got the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina now getting in on this as well. Tyler, what is the role going to be, and what has been the role of the food bank?
The food bank's a sponsor for the summer feeding program, and what we do is we provide the food and the administration for sites. In our area, we cover 34 counties, and this summer we had 164 sites. So a lot of times school systems have to close a couple weeks early, get prepped for school, so we're happy to you know, Katie reached out and we're able to fill in this gap. So, you know, these last 2 weeks of summer, these kids can still get a balanced meal before school starts.
So, Katie, what was the deal with the school collect? Because I know everyone's been meeting at Northside, but has that not been happening the last couple of weeks? Or?
So that is continuing to happen until tomorrow. So we had three different distribution sites, and that was Northside Elementary, which you were at, Aaron. We also had McDougal Middle School, and for a majority of the summer, we had Frank Porter Graham Elementary open, where our volunteers met in the morning and then went out into the community to their designated meal sites. So the school district does have to end so that they can then prepare for school beginning, which is understandable. And so, you know, we knew from the beginning of this that they were going to stop feeding August 12th. And as our meetings progressed throughout the summer with the Food for the Summer partnership, we realized, wow, this is 2 weeks where, you know, there's no camps operating. It's so important to be fed before you start a new grade and go back to school. And what a critical time that these kids continue to get this consistent lunch each day.
So this was going to stop on August 12th, and then the food bank steps in. So we can now go until pretty much the beginning of the school year.
It's a seamless summer. We are going to be serving up until Friday, August 26th. And that Monday is the 29th when our school district here begins classes.
Awesome. So we're getting the word out for volunteers now, because now we got those 2 extra weeks to fill, right?
Yes. Okay. And so we've been trying to, you know, reach out through as many avenues as possible, and so happy to be able to be here today to say that we still have 68 slots open for the week of the 15th, which is this Monday, and then the week of the 22nd, we still have about 100 slots. So definitely there's still plenty of opportunities to get involved. It's about an hour and a half of someone's time to show up, get the food, learn a little bit about what you're going to do, and then go and interact with the kids and feed them.
You've been sort of behind the scenes this whole time, and I think I asked you this before, but have you actually had a chance to go out and actually be at the sites and see how it goes?
Yeah.
What's it like?
So I end up, you know, at one point this summer, I helped one of my site coordinators at Northside Elementary, and there were so many sites there. I really helped India in order to make sure that she had help getting food into the cars, you know, kind of corralling the volunteers. And then this week I had a pretty hands-on experience where I replaced one of my site coordinators. And so I was a site coordinator and a program coordinator this week. It's really great. You show up, sometimes you wait a few minutes, and all of a sudden they kind of come in droves, and, you know, we get them engaged with a meal, a milk, and usually we, you know, highlight something that's in the fun bucket, like a Frisbee, or they love the chalk. Or
so go back a second. The fun buckets are the buckets full of activities that you bring along with you.
Yes. Each of our meal sites that's in a residential community gets a fun bucket, and the kids love it. So it helps to keep the kids there at the meal site where we're feeding them, which is what we're supposed to do. And it's pretty great. You know, we get to talk with parents. We get to talk with the kids. We've had a lot of activities going on, whether it be, you know, local fire departments or the canine units or KidZoo stepping in and doing activities with the kids. So it's been really great. It's a really fun experience when you go out to the meal site.
So foodforthesummer.org is the Food for the Summer website. Go there, find out more information about the program. They've got all of those spots left for next week and the week after if you still want to get in on this great volunteer opportunity. And it's fun for the whole family, too. I know when I did my day, there was the people that were with me was a family, so you get the whole family in, and it's a lot of fun. So, Tyler, how can people find out more about the food bank, and how can people help out with the food bank? What do you need the most?
At the food bank, just visiting our website, foodbankcenc.org. We always take any kind of food donations, cash donations. With that, for every dollar you give, we can turn that into 5 meals. So that is a great way to stretch a dollar and feed some more families. And I always love volunteers as well. Katie's got a great system set up, so that's always nice. Feel free to contact us through the website. And And just like Katie said, it's really great to see these communities come together and really take care of these children that, you know, sometimes it could be a tough summer for them, and it's hard for a lot of people to think about. They think about summer as vacation and having fun, but sometimes this is the hardest time for families, and Katie's done a great job stepping in this community.
Well, again, thanks to both of you for helping out over the summer, and Katie, especially for you. What are you doing in the fall now that you're... You had your whole summer taken up by this, but what's next?
So, you know, honestly, I'm still working on that. There's some promising things coming my way, I hope and I believe. And I think I'm going to continue to be working on childhood hunger and food insecurity, specifically with the summer meal program, maybe on a larger level with the state. So stay tuned.
Awesome. Again, Katie Hug, Tyler Weidig, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank
again,
you.
foodforthesummer.org is the website. Thank you so much.
Thank you.